Right.
What's up, Street Talk, Street Gods? Samurai Togs.
Eric in the house. If you're curious why I did a top knot, it's because I forgot to put in gel. Okay. So, some thoughts. Brave new world of AI / SEO. So, it looks like the name of the game now is AI search engine optimization, or just AI optimization. I call it AIO. And building a native AI first strategy is kind of the winning strategy. So let me explain some more. So some controversial thoughts incoming. So the first thought is, I mean, this sounds bad, right? But honestly, at this point, ain't no more humans left on the internet. Everyone's just bots or fake bots, or, you know, like, okay. So I got the $200 a month ChatGPT Pro Max. And the good thing is I got like unlimited access to deep research now. Just like what Michael Saylor says, I've been grinding the silicon into carbon dust. It's nice to be not rate limited and have unlimited access to O3, the newest model, which is like, I call it like a Ferrari for your mind. And my eloquent idea right now is, I think, okay, so assuming that Nietzsche's will to power is a real idea, the name of the game is, you want to maximize your power. The point of human, like, what do humans want? We want to have as many kids as possible. 10 kids, 12 kids, 20 kids. Genghis Khan, like, have like 5 trillion kids. Across the continent is Genghis Khan goals. And actually a funny thought too I had was, don't spill your seed unless you plan on having a kid. Yeah, because people make the foolish assumption. They think that, they think that the point of, you know, whatevs, right? It's just pleasure. It's like, no, the reason why sexual pleasure exists is for us to have kids. Like, that's end game. And men and women are like, everyone's just a little bit distracted. Yeah, I think the name of the game is have as many kids as you can, acquire as many Bitcoins as you can. I call it Bitcoin Acquisition Syndrome, BAS. It's the only virtuous syndrome you could have on the planet. So the reason why AI is so important. So essentially it's like leverage for your mind, like a 10x leverage. Archimedes' lever quote, give me a place to stand, I should move the world. Ooh, is that a Xiaomi car with a McLaren front? Wow, cool. SIU Max. It's like a, yeah, it looks like a fake McLaren. Actually, the thing that I'll give hats off to Chinese people, the Chinese car companies, like, if you can literally copy pasta a McLaren, you know, whatever's design, and have the thing run, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. But then again, scissor doors, suicide doors are overrated, because the best doors are no doors. Just get a Ford Bronco without the door things. Seems to be more interesting. Okay, so, right, so some thoughts. I don't think there's any humans left on the planet, on the internet. And so I've been using a lot of ChatGPT search on, whatever, right? It really starts to hallucinate in a very bizarre, bad, strange way. Like, it starts to, like, make up stuff. And then when you ask it to verify, it's like, nope, actually, that's not true. I'm like, bro, you just, like, then you start to wrestle with the AI. Because, like, the AI is giving you fake information. Now, I actually think it's still the early days. Like, O3 is quite smart, but it's not, like, infallible. Is actually pretty stupid. This restaurant's really good. Malice. on Nardum. Oh, and also if you want to automatically get 10x or 100x richer, move to Phnom Penh, Cambodia. This place is the GOAT. There's no second best. No second best city on the planet. I'll say it, okay? Also I think I'm kind of figuring it out. The reason why everyone is so happy here in Cambodia. Ketsok Sangha. Sangha. The reason why everyone here is so happy is I think the root is actually in Hinduism. Like, I mean, you look at the ancient statues, it's all like Vishnu, right? Like all these Hindu gods. I don't actually know much about Hinduism, so I'm gonna start doing some research. But anyways. And so if you're a blogger, you could actually instantly like 1,000,000x your leverage by, okay, let's just do some maths, right? Let's say you're like the most prolific blogger. Like at most you could put out like 10 blog posts a day, each, I don't know, 10,000 words, let's say, right? With AI, ChatGPT Pro Max, you could churn out, you know, 1,000, 10,000 blog posts a day, each of them being like 100,000 words long, like assuming you're just copying and pasting deep research mode. I'm actually using ChatGPT so much, I'm starting to get carpal tunnel in both my thumbs, so I'm kind of taking a break. And so essentially it ends up becoming like a snake eating its own tail. What that means is AI starts to self-reference itself or you. And even at this point, it's just like straight up making up stuff. Now, what is we to do about it? I think we just kind of need to lean into it. I think the first thought is all the facts are fake. Even the real news is not real no more. Nothing is real no more. It's like we're living in a metaphorical matrix or a metaphorical simulation. And the reason why it's not good is that, you know, your 70-year-old mom watching the Korean YouTubies is probably getting hoodwinked by all this fake news, right? And phishing scams and stuff like that. And like, okay, so if I was like, for example, let's say I was a malicious actor and I had access to ChatGPT Pro Max, right? It is so easy to like fake somebody into divulging X, Y, and Z, right? And perhaps one of the virtues that I had of not checking my email for like 7 years is, who knows, maybe I avoided some sort of fake scam, so I kept all my monies. I've never lost a single Bitcoin in my life, thank God. And also, inadvertently, through my kind of like, you know, digital monk mode existence, I didn't even know the whole FTX meltdown thing. I didn't even know who Sam Bankman-Fried was until like 6 months ago. And so being intentionally ignorant of all the crypto news, probably like one was good for my like health and sanity. Two, you know, just kept me focused at the gym. And then, oh, this is another thought too. Why each and every single investor should lift weights at the gym? Like, I was just focusing on hitting my 1,000-pound Atlas lift at the gym. And so as a consequence, I didn't think about the markets at all. And even now, I'm trying to think about like how I could 10x leverage my body to pull a 10x body weight rack pull. So if I'm 75 kilograms, that would equate a 750 kilogram rack pull leveraged. And the name of the game is not how much you could lift, but once again, your leverage or how many times your body weight. So the reason why this matters is, you know, if you're 500 pounds, you could deadlift 500 pounds. It's not that impressive, right? But if you weigh like 100 pounds and you can deadlift 500 pounds, that's impressive. And also it's important to think too, because like, you know, assuming that everyone wants the Porsche GT3 RS or the McLaren, the simple ethos is you want like each new iteration of the whatever, right? You want to reduce the weight of it, like, you know, toss in magnesium or carbon fiber, whatever, right? Like if you're Lance Armstrong, you want, ideally your bike would weigh nothing. Ideally everything would be made out of titanium and or carbon fiber, right? And, right? And you would just keep adding power or horsepower. So the weightlifter, technically we should be the same. I mean, like, my thought is you shouldn't starve yourself to death. You should still try to hit a personal record meat. I call it a meat PR every night. Like, you know, try to eat 2 to 3 kilos of meat a night. That's like 4 to 5 pounds a night. One huge meal a day, 100% carnivore. Another thing that I think that is worth noting is I hit my 6.7x body weight rack pull while fasted and on a 100% carnivore diet and not eating breakfast and lunch. And I don't like take no supplements, or I don't even take protein powder. That's the heuristic, is that like if a weightlifter ain't even taking protein powder, he's definitely the real deal, because it's not like one of these like loser FOMO, like you gotta blah 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 to do the blah blah blahs. And it's kind of interesting too, because I was thinking about it in third person. Like, if I was just a casual observer, and you see a dude who's like 165 pounds, 5'11", 5% body fat, looks like Brad Pitt from Fight Club, you know, rack pulling 503 kilograms, that's 1,109 pounds. Like, these are just like insane numbers. This is actually, I think it's either 1 kilogram or 2 kilograms more than Hafthor deadlifted off the floor, except he weighs like 300 pounds and I weigh like, you know, almost like half of his weight. And so once again, like if you have a dude weighing half the dude lifting about the same weight, that's pretty cool. And so, you know, the Archimedes quote, give me a place to stand, I should move the world. So the other thing about levers, fulcrums. For example, if you want to move like 1,000 pound stone, if you have like a titanium steel wedge, you might be able to lift it like half an inch, right? Assuming that your leverage is long enough, right? It's the whole principle of the seesaw, right? Same thing is financial leverage. I was actually thinking about it, right? So for example, if you want to pull money out of the ATM, it's only like $5 here, right? Assuming you're on the Bitcoin standard, where your money magically 10x's, then that means that pulling out money from the ATM is only 50 cents, which is practically free. Or let's say you go out and you have a $30 meal, that's like $3. Or, you know, if you get a $20 massage, that's like $2. Or if you give somebody a $10 tip, to them it's worth like $100. To you it's only worth $10 or even a dollar, depending on how you do the maths. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like I think you know, like just looking at average home prices, what, like in LA starting to like climb up even higher, like 2 million, 2.1 million, 2.5. I've even seen a house in the hood for like 4.5 million. Yeah, like it's insane. And the funny thing too is that and now that I'm living in Cambodia, These aren't even serviced apartment homes, right? So the thing that's amazing about living here in Phnom Penh at the apartment, right? Like twice a week, magically, an army of, you know, cleaners come in, like 5 or 7 of them, and like mop the floors, take out the trash, you know, fluff the pillows, replace the sheet. Like they change all the sheets, brand new sheets. Like this is kind of like unprecedented. And boom, like, you come back with a sparkling clean apartment without even like lifting a finger. You, like, even if in America you had a Roomba, At least you had to push a button. Here you don't gotta do nothing, right? And if you have any problems in the apartment, you know, something breaks or something falls off, just tell the front desk and boom, like magically they send up a dude to fix it. And they even send in technicians to like service the air conditioning units. It's amazing. So the more time I spend here in Phnom Penh, the less appealing America becomes. Other thoughts. So the Trump-Elon breakup is definitely very, very bearish news on America. I think that's like the biggest signal. You don't even have to know about the specifics, but it's certainly not a good sign. It actually might be true that Elon helped Trump get elected, because most people who are pro-Elon, like kind of like liberal Democrats like myself, you know, we see Democrat, we see the Republicans like Trump as the devil. But if you have a once Democratic left-leaning, you know, dude supporting Trump, certainly there's going to be like a small percentage of Democrats who flip, who probably voted for Trump, right? And actually, a big thing too, I think what got Trump elected too was he was super pro Bitcoin. And honestly, at this point, guys, politics don't matter. You don't have to be left, right, middle, up or down, you know, purple, yellow, black, orange, it don't matter. next time when people ask me what my race is, I'm gonna say orange, because Bitcoin is orange. Think about the irony, right? You call somebody white, you call somebody black, I'm Asian, it's like, should we call myself yellow? For consistency? Yeah, Americans are, we's a funny bunch. Anyways, so what that then means is, unless you're 100% all in Bitcoin, yeah, the future for you is gonna look pretty grim. Other news. It looks like Metaplanet, they increased the 5555 plan or something, right? Dylan LeClaire. Essentially, the goal is to own at least 1% of all the Bitcoins forever. And that means that Metaplanet is gonna keep having explosive growth. I mean, I'm still all in MSTR, MSTU, because I'm like 1000% sailor. At this point, it's like, it's definitely more like an ideological thing. It's like, I don't even care for money no more. It's just like, yeah, Michael Saylor has definitely changed my life. So I'm going to pledge allegiance to my fearless leader. Check out this avatar car from China. It's pretty cool too. I think it's called the 11. Not sure whether it's a good car or not, but probably is. Oh yeah, fun facts if you're curious. Here, AMG G-Wagon. Rich Cambodians are way richer than you. So what is we to do? My suggestion is, you know, at least get the $20 a month version, right? Experiment with O3, deep research mode. If you actually really, really want an unfair advantage, get the ChatGPT Pro Max, $200 a month. And I was doing some maths, right? That's only $7 a day. So if you could create more than $7 of value a day, assuming you're a blogger or, you know, whatever this person, right? Like, it pays for itself in like a day. I would actually say Chad is delivering to me at least like $300 of value a day. I mean, just plug in your own assumptions. And essentially what's gonna happen, where you're seeing, like, ain't nobody gonna use Google no more. Everyone's just gonna use chat. It's just a matter of time. And when ChatGPT search takes over the part, like you just use ChatGPT search anything, once your website or your whatever's pops up into the search results for ChatGPT, then you know you've made it.